The second edition of the revived Caster Winterfest is in the books. Taking place the second weekend in February, the 2024 edition of the Winter Festival coincided with the 40th anniversary of the start of the original. Winterfest royalty winner Abby Boxma was crowned on February 7, before the weekend's festivities moved into full swing from February 9-11. See also, Caster Winterfest royalty crowned. A few activities took place on February 9. The Caster Library hosted kids' winter crafts and the Caster Legion hosted a white elephant sale and also served as the drop-off location for the Winter Squash Bench Show. From 7 to 9 p.m., the Gus Wetter School Gym was bustling with activity thanks to a free family dance. The big day for Winterfest was February 10. Winter Squash drop-off resumed at the Legion beginning at 9 a.m., with viewing commencing at 11 a.m. A town-wide chili cook-off began at noon, with Gus Wetter School trying to hang on to their hard-earned People's Choice title from the year before. However, it was not meant to be, with the Repchick family taking the title. Over at the Caster Elevator, a cowboy camp was set up, with the area also serving as a base of operations for several teams of cutters who gave sleigh and wagon rides along the old railway bed. For those needing to warm up, the Caster Community Hall opened at 1 p.m. with a Winterfest Farmers Market, and both the Caster Museum and the privately owned Pharmacy Museum opened their doors for people to check things out. Starting at 1:30, live music ran at the hall throughout the afternoon. Not to be left out, the Caster Curling Club hosted the 2024 Measuring Day with around 24 racks brought in for measuring by the team of Scott and Keegan Bagshaw. At 4 p.m., things moved back to the community hall, where winners of the chili and snow sculptures were announced. Chili winners in the blind judging were, first, Caster Liquor Store, second, Haida Downey, and third, Michelle Bream. Thanks to the town of Caster staff donating manpower and equipment, those who wanted to create a snow sculpture could request and have snow delivered around the community. There were around a dozen displays around the community. Winners were, first, Caster Home Hardware, second, Caster Public Library, and third, the town of Caster. As in previous years, a variety of town businesses donated towards a fireworks display. Unlike years past, the 2024 display was launched from a field south of town and parking was arranged for on the south end of the Caster Golf Club driving range. On Sunday, February 11, people were back at the Caster Hall for a pancake breakfast, with funds raised going towards the Caster Daycare. That afternoon, free public skating was held at the Beaver Dome. Finally, to close out the weekend, the sacred concert and hymn sing took place at the Caster Evangelical Missionary Church.